USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Democratic-led January 6 committee subpoenaed former President Trump on Friday, a step that is unlikely to compel Trump's testimony before the panel dissolves at the end of the year. The subpoena gives the former president until November 4th to produce documents and sets November 14th as a deposition date. President Biden is addressing the U.S. economy from the White House Friday. The president promotes his accomplishments regarding job creation and economic investment in the United States.
10 million jobs created, a record for any administration at this point in the presidency. 3.5% unemployment, 50-year low. 700,000, nearly 700,000 manufacturing jobs created, with companies investing billions of dollars to build industries of the future here in America.
Republican critics argue President Biden's economic policies have led to 40-year-high inflation and left the United States dependent on other oil-producing countries like Saudi Arabia. The IRS is raising the limit for contributions to your 401k and other retirement plans. The 2023 increase is a record amount with a $22,500 limit into 401ks. That's $2,000 more than the current cap. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is earmarking $2 million from the Florida Disaster Fund to help teachers get their lives back together after Hurricane Ian.
The funding is going to be awarded through local education foundations, which are charitable groups in the six hardest hit counties.
So far, about $7 million of disaster fund dollars have been awarded. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, for the first time since May, spoke with his Russian counterpart over the phone Friday. This is USA Radio News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733.
New York State is honoring the victims in a mass shooting at a top supermarket in Buffalo. Governor Kathy Hochul has established the May 14th Commission to charter a physical memorial to honor the 10 residents who were killed that day.
We want to do something for people to remember, a place to come and reflect, a place to honor, and a place to say never again.
The Democratic governor saying the commission will oversee acquiring land, charting community and family engagement plans, designing the memorial, fundraising, and maintaining the area. Brazil is putting strict guidelines on social media as an election nears.
Brazil's National Electoral Authority is announcing moves to crack down harder on online disinformation in a fierce presidential campaign. The TSE will levy big fines for online platforms that fail to take down fraudulent content after 2 hours. Also added, all political advertising online will be banned in the 48 hours before the vote. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
At least a dozen people are injured after horrible turbulence on an international flight. Passengers were heading from Madrid to Buenos Aires when even the flight attendants got caught up in the bumpiness. The airline in charge of the flight says the seatbelt light was on and an announcement was made as the flight got bumpy. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.